Or where we? Oh, we're talking about the
transgender.
I know, but you know.
Also, I mean, we went to Montclair State. You and I, not the same time.
No.
When we were at Montclair State, they had the boys down same building. The boys down one hall, the girls had down the other hall. I guess that's co-ed.
Well, you know, when I went to another school first too, and
I don't think Bergen Community had dorms.
Yeah. Yeah. No. The dorm that I was in was 10 stories, and it was mixed co-ed on every floor except for mine, which was all girls. But it's like they're just a floor away. I'm not really sure what the purpose was. But it didn't end up being all girls anyway, because if you stay there over the weekend, you're going to see some pretty damn big feet in the next stall next to you when you took a shower. So
really?
What was the difference, you know?
Would you want a transgender roommate?
I don't think I would have a problem with it if the person was cool. I don't really care what you do with, you know.
That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Would you rather live with a member of the opposite sex or a homosexual?
You mean a lesbian? Or?
Well, that, in your case, yes, it would be a lesbian.
Okay.
They
no.
are still considered homosexuals.
No, I thought.
On LGBTQ.
I thought you meant maybe a gay man because.
No, every girl wants a gay man. You have somebody go shopping, you're going to have, like, the nicest dorm room ever.
Absolutely.
And you're probably going to have, like, really tasty treats.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Those are salty treats.
They don't want you near their tasty treats. Trust me.
But you'll try to convert them because that's what you'll do.
Absolutely. But, I don't think I would have a problem with that at all, because it's not like someone's a lesbian that they're definitely going to be attracted to you because you're female. Any female will do.
That's the way I look at it. It's always been my mission statement. Any female will do.
I have that on a bumper sticker. I'll give it to you after the show. I would never have a problem with that. Hey, you know what? If it was a good year, it might be a good thing too.
I think I would live with, like, a girl who I was friends with.
Yeah.
Like, I could live with you.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think I'd want to, and they won't. They wouldn't pair him up with, like, a strange girl.
No, I don't think so.
That'd be kind of wild. Your parents come up.
Wait, if they paired me up with you, you'd be paired up with a strange girl
anyway.
A girl
that
anyway.
You don't know. Because then if they do that, then you're hoping you get the hot roommate.
Yeah, you know.
But that would be very distracting. And you know
extremely.
What? You know what? It's very awkward when the pornography comes to your dorm room with the fake name and your roommate's a girl. How do you explain that?
You know what?
When her cosmos start going missing.
They're all stuck together in the bathroom.
Yes. Thank you for completing the image.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was not supposed to.
Forgot what show we were doing.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Come on. You forgot who you're talking to. That's why I stopped getting Cosmo.
To the Dr. Bob show. Wake up!
That's awful. It's like, listen, if you're doing a show and you have to scream in the audience to wake up.
You've seen my set.
Bad. No. Not at all. But I don't know. Would you feel weird having a gay man as a roommate?
Well, but in high school.
Or bi?
If he's buying, hey. You know, in high school, the two guys who dressed next to me turned out to be gay. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, listen. If they're going to bring it back to the room, I definitely don't want to hear two dudes grunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to hear. At least if I'm with a heterosexual guy and he brings a girl, maybe I see a random nipple. Maybe she goes into the bathroom and I get to see her ass. You know?
Something's in it for you.
It might be a win. It might be a win situation. Now, if she's a hose beast, I'm losing again.
But maybe the guy that he brings home can cook and it'll clean up the room a little.
Well, if I already got one gay guy, chances are it's being taken care of. Of course, you know, with my luck, I'd get, like, the gay guys that are filthy animals like me.
Oh.
Just a bunch of, like, lumberjack, you know, pirates living together. Smells like crap. Except now I got to see two hairy asses bumping and grinding.
Oh,
that's not a win. Rich, you didn't dump out of that, did you?
Yeah.
Why did you dump out of that? Bumping and grinding?
We're talking about dancing.
You jumped out of hairy asses?
Yeah, now we bumped.
I can say ass. You don't have enough dump for this, mister. ass. Then why would you dump out of ass? I can say ass.
It was the hirsuteness of the...
Hirsuteness. Porno term. Rich, come on, man.
Cow.
Get with the program. You were just dancing to gay music. Come on, man. No, it's 7:24. The people that would complain, they're already asleep. Watching
with the cows.
Watching 19 and counting.
19 and Counting.
That's the show on TLC, that Michelle Dugers.
Oh, right.
Who's now going to have 20?
Oh, incredible.
And people are outraged. Have you seen this? She's got this show on TLC. They got 19 damn kids. People are outraged. Here's the thing. They're not in debt.
Yeah.
They're all homeschooled. Who cares?
I think that people care because, well, the one thing that occurred to me is the last kid that she had was premature and is actually going to need a lot of help.
But they're paying for it.
Yeah, I know, and that's a good thing that they're supporting themselves.
Listen, people have high risk pregnancies all the time.
Yeah, no,
and this is going to be a high risk pregnancy because she's already 45 years old.
Yeah,
and this is going to be a high risk pregnancy. Now people are upset because you know they figure that the kids are getting robbed of their childhood. Mind your own business. Who cares?
Yeah, I understand that people think that it's wrong, on a lot of different levels. I don't think it's anybody's business to be worrying about other people's reproductive choices.
Well put.
Thank you. However, I do wonder, just on a psychological, emotional level, if the kids who are having to raise other kids, help raise the other children, are being raised.
I don't know. They say that when they go out with them, like they run errands, that's when they get their one-on-one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got to be split pretty thin when you got 20 of them.
Hey, Rich. On the website, they got bumping and grinding. How do you like that? How do you like me? How do you like? They're bumping and grinding all night long. That's right, because our listeners, they report what's going on. So you get over there in your little cube, and you get your hairy whatever you want, and you bump and grind, mister. Bump and grind all night long.
That's what the Village People song was about.
He says, Brandon writes, I heard bumping and grinding, call Sandusky. we're gonna get to Man Touch Me. Don't you worry, Brendan.
Man Touch Me.
I mean, people are all up in arms. I think if you're having 20 kids, I think this is really what it really illustrates. The fact is that there's really nothing good on television.
Yeah, right.
Because if there's good stuff on TV, you're not having 20 kids. Right. You're looking at the DVR and go, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah. Really? It's pretty amazing. And it's like, I would think that they would be really tired at the end of the day with all those kids and all those responsibilities,
well,
wouldn't you?
Well, my question is, what point is Angelina Jolie going to intervene and take some of these kids? she could take a half dozen of them.
Off their hands.
I mean, you'd think they'd be tired. I mean, listen, I'm tired with my one. She's a great kid. I'm tired with her.
We don't have kids and I'm exhausted.
Well, that's because you have cats.
Yeah, I know.
Here's what Dr. Nancy Snyderman, NBC's chief medical editor, described her uterus as.
Oh.
So that uterus can't have any spring left in it anymore. This is what she said. This is Dr. Nancy Snyderman.
It's a slinky. And
then she goes, I mean, really, it's got to be like a water balloon that has no tensile strength. This is what Dr. Nancy Snyderman says.
Oh, no.
This is what a doctor is saying.
The doctors are already jumping all over her vagina.
You know, it's like the Declaration of Independence. You can't put any pressure on that anymore. It's going to break right through.
Someday that thing's going to snap from the pressure.
So she's having this 20 kid. Listen, I don't know about her uterus. No. I'm not a doctor.
No.
I just have the initials of one.
I just like to pretend to be one when I'm in clubs.
I don't know about her doctor, but I do know a little something about vaginas.
Oh, I know that you do.
Keep my eye on Rich. We talked about this, mister.
I've heard that you
I think we should do the dozens with vaginas. That's when you say
Absolutely.
Your mother.
Yeah.
Would you like to go first or would you like me to go first?
I think that I'd like to go first with my first little hacky bit.
Ladies first. Oh, if we're going to talk about vaginas, we have to let the ladies go first.
That's right. I stole this from the internet. I know. I'm admitting it right now, but it was too good not
to share. All
right.
Bring it to the audience.
It's a picture of the Dugers, and over it says, vagina, not a clown car.
See 20 kids piling out of there all at once.
Wearing little red noses.
Running into each other, squirting water.
Clothes.
Michelle Dugger's vagina is so wide that it could hold all of America's debt.
That's great.
In quarters.
Jingle, jingle.
You hear her swashbuckling away.
Is that where the sound came?
Michelle, come here. We need change for the sitter.
Hey, look, we're going to have to park. Come over here for a second.
Why does it smell like nickels? Anyway.
Oh, hang on a second. Michelle Dugger's vagina is so wide that after news of Kim Kardashian's divorce hit, it was the only place her family knew was big enough to hide Kim's ass in.
Nice!
Thank you.
Nice. Michelle Dugger's vagina is so wide that in order to pay for kids, the family is offering guided mule tours to the bottom of it.
Oh, no! I know, that a joke about.
Of course,
about
like Sidney Brady would get lost down there and everything. We have to send an expedition.
Another joke about ass. One way or another, it's always back to that. Michelle Duggar's vagina is so wide that it was decided that it was a safer and cleaner place to have sheltered the Katrina victims.
Nice!
Thank you!
It's bigger than the
what was it, the Astrodome?
Superdome, I
think. The Superdome! It's now the county-designated hurricane shelter, by the way.
Nice. Well, you're going to get wet either way. Anyway, probably not. Michelle Duggar's vagina is so wide that even Herman Cain didn't want to hit that.
Oh!
Political.
Oh, my God. Okay, Michelle Duggar is so... okay, let me try that again. Michelle Duggar's
take a break.
Vagina is so wide. Why does she even bother having babies anymore? By now, she could push out a full-grown adult.
I bet she will.
I bet she will.
At least a midget. Michelle Duggar's vagina is so wide that Occupy Wall Street has set up a tent city in it. Look at Rich looking away disgusted.
It's like I used to like those people. That's terrible.
He's looking at Michelle Duggar's vagina right now on the big screen.
and you well could.
Yes.
It fills the screen. Michelle Duggar's vagina is so wide that Howe Caverns considers her the biggest competition for tourist attraction.
Nice.
Thank you.
I'd love to see her stalactites.
That's what he said.
Michelle Duggar's vagina is so wide and considered such a threat that President Obama's authorized drone strikes on it.
I think that's what Mr. Duggar calls it.
It's not good when shots are coming out of the vagina, by the way.
Duck!
No president wants to give that speech afterwards.
Michelle Duggar's vagina is so wide that physicists are including her in the research on black holes in space.
Science vagina joke. Nice.
Thank you.
Michelle Duggar's vagina is so wide and uninhabitable that that is the only hole Muammar Gaddafi wouldn't hide in.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Stupid Michelle Duggar's.
Yeah, but he would have been found in only 9 months.
Very nice. He would have been all icky.
He would have been crying then, too, when he was found.
They just take him out and burp him. Aw, baby Muammar.
Mercy, mercy.
Go on.
Okay. Michelle Duggar's vagina is so wide, the Port Authority insisted on a tunnel rate increase for her husband.
Nice. It's the easy pass. Huddle, huddle.
That's what they called her in high school.
Yes. Michelle Duggar's vagina is so wide that even Mexicans won't cross it.
Oh!
No. You know, they're trying to get across there. They're like, we don't need to build a fence. They're just dying in there. Let me out, they say. Let me out.
Help us, help us. This is my last one. I know. Everybody at home is very excited now. Michelle Duggar. Michelle Duggar.
It's all right.
I think that should be a euphemism for vagina at this
it's
point.
It's her
now.
Duggar.
Michelle.
How's your Duggar? It's a little soft.
How's your Duggar? It's wide. Michelle's Duggar. I'm saying it again.
It's all right. It's very hard
Rats.
To do Duggar jokes.
Rats. It is. It is. I get really excited. Okay. Michelle Duggar's vagina is so wide, if she ate too many peeps at Easter, she'd give birth to the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Nice. A holiday.
Yeah. I tried to get a little holiday theme to that one.
My last one. Michelle Duggar's vagina is so wide that it has been deemed too big to fail.
Oh! Nice.
And on that note, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Davin's Den on TBQ.
This is Davin Rosenblatt, host of Davin's Den and owner of the entertainment company Side Splitting Productions. Side Splitting Productions offers the best in live entertainment for your restaurant, social club, office party, or any special event. Whether it is live comedians, professional roasters, DJs, impersonators, magicians, kids performers, or dinner theater events, Side Splitting Productions can provide the entertainment that'll make your event the talk of the town. We specialize in making sure your event is exactly what you want it to be. Please call us at any time for a free quote at 845-986-7806. Once again, that is 845-986-7806. Or look us up on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com.
Time sure does fly when you're having a great time. Yes, it's been 5 years since the Chester Diner opened its doors in Chester, New York, and we loved every minute of it. And during that time, it's been our privilege to bring you great food and make sure you can order breakfast all day, every day, from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. We always strive to bring you some of the most innovative specials, as well as that classic diner fare that we all love. And as a family-owned business, we always make sure there are great selections for the kids, and understand that sometimes you just want to grab a quick bite on the run, so we make sure we have fast, convenient takeout. You've welcomed the Chester Diner into the community, and because of that support, we want to say thank you. This November, we are offering a free shrimp cocktail for every entree you order. That's right, free! In addition, we are raffling off a big screen TV and other fabulous prizes throughout the month of November. For 5 years, you've known the location for great food at great prices have been the Chester Diner in Chester, New York, located at 67 Brookside Avenue. And as always, you can call us at 845-469-4488. That's 845-469-4488. Or look us up on the web at thechesterdiner.com. So please come in and celebrate our 5-year anniversary with us this November, and we look forward to many more years of serving you the best food around.
Hi, this is Ed Lynch, host of the Edward Jones Daily Stock Market Update. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. to get the Daily Stock Market Update, along with great insights for making sense of investing, right here on WTBQ.
Hi, this is Paul Nebraski, host of Morning Energy with Nebraski. Tune into my show every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. on WTBQ to learn about home energy efficiency, home improvements, and much more.
WTBQ.
Clouds will be on the increase this evening with mostly cloudy skies continuing overnight along with the chance of some showers, becoming cooler as lows drop down to the upper 30s by morning. Now for the day tomorrow, it looks like a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Highs will top out around 45. Now Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows drop down to a chilly 30 degrees. Looking ahead to Saturday, looks like sunshine returns with a high 50 to 55. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mahalik.
And you are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ 93.5 FM, WTBQ.com. The number, if you want to call in, there's still time, 845-651-1110. We were just making fun of Michelle Dugars and her body because yes. They're awful. And here's the deal. I had teased earlier that we were going to talk about the Sandusky stuff. We only got like 20 minutes left on this show. I really don't want to get all heavy into it. Basically, I hope the Sandusky goes to prison. I hope they don't put him in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
And I just hope all those prison. Listen, he likes being with males in the shower. Mm-hmm. I hope he gets every opportunity to fulfill that fantasy.
Absolutely.
And I just had no idea Penn State was a Catholic school.
Really?
You know? I mean, the Sandusky was a defensive coordinator. I guess he was plugging the A gap. But anyway.
Well, he's going from Penn State to the Penn.
Yes. So I really don't want to get into that. Listen, Joe Pa's fired. He should be fired. He said, his closing speech as well, I'm going to do everything I can to help the university. Really? Really? Are you really?
Yeah.
You're going to die soon, Joe Pa. It's all over. You're an awful human being. You knew what was going on.
Had to.
You stink.
Yeah.
Joe Paterno, you kids who are rioting because your God got exposed, you stink. You are embarrassing your parents even more than I do on a weekly basis.
And that's hard to do.
Exactly.
Now, those kids that are rioting, they're acting like four-year-olds in our high chair, throwing their Cheerios around because they're not happy about the way things happen. Really, this is what Penn State is showing. This is how they're teaching their kids conflict resolution at the university. Very nice. Nicely done.
I saw online, and we'll move on from this. You call an older woman that goes for a younger boy a cougar.
Right.
What do you call an older man that goes for a younger boy?
What?
A Nittany Lion.
Oh. Oh.
No, Brendan, I'm not going to try to get that word over the air.
Naughty, Brendan. Naughty.
We're going to move on to different stuff. We just wanted to get that out there. We had a whole lot of stuff prepared on Jerry Man Touch Me and his awfulness and everything, but we're not going to do that now.
Yeah, but once we were having such a great time riding that Michelle Dugar vagina.
Once we rode that vagina into the ground,
we just couldn't go back to the
that vagina
stuff.
Has been rubbed smooth, by the way. It no longer has groove.
There's no friction available.
You can't do Kegel exercises. Yeah. You're gonna have to put a vice in there.
It's like rib for whose pleasure? Oh, what am I talking about? He doesn't use condoms.
I know. I gotta get some TV.
Yeah. Get cable. Damn.
Get cable. Or marry Rich, because Rich doesn't have sex.
Yes, he does.
Rich woke up for that.
Look, did you see the thought bubble over his head? There's lots going on in there.
It's not a bubble over his head.
Oh! There's lots going on.
So we're going to move on to other stuff.
Okay.
I know. You know, I was like, oh, no more Jerry Sandusky talk. Where are we ever going to hear about this? It's never covered on the news.
Oh, no. Where are you going to get our information? Because they rely on us like CNN.
we're like, if, you know, if like, the Daily Show is too serious for you, you come to us.
I know.
But there is something serious. United States is broke.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah, I know.
We're trying to get more tourists. You know, the last decade or so since 9/11, you know, as Americans, we've been puffing out our chests, you know, our patriotism as well. We should.
Right.
But, you know, we've been a little bit more intimidating. What's the matter? You don't like getting frisked through an airport?
Yeah, I do.
So we want more tourists so we can get money because we're broke.
We're more desperate for tourists than Japan is right now. What, you don't like a little reactor humor?
I do.
Am I being too reactionary?
At least Japan, everybody has a swimming pool in their backyard. Oh, too soon? I don't care. We just talked about men anyway.
Oh, please, take no prisoners. Isn't that our other motto?
Our alma mater?
Our motto.
Our alma mater is Penn State. You know what Jerry Sandusky's book was called? This is true. Touched.
No!
I swear to
no.
God, the book was called Touched.
Oh, wait. I have
I'm
to tell you one other
up.
Thing. No, what was – I'm blanking. What's the
You're
name
going
of the
back?
Kid? No, I just want to say one other thing. You know the coach that was just fired? I'm blanking on his name. Not the toucher.
Paterno.
Yeah, Paterno. I saw this thing on the computer, and it said that Paterno said that he wished he could have done more. And at first, I thought it was a quote.
What, like hold the kid down?
I know. I was like, you wanted to do more? What, however many victims there were, you wanted more? You wanted to do more?
Joe, you're 84. You probably couldn't have done much.
What, were you trying to match him?
Joe's like, if only I could have slipped something into that kid's Kool-Aid.
Oh, I was very afraid of where you said you were going to slip something in.
Well, it is called Happy Valley.
Anyway, back to tourism.
So... We're trying to get more tourists.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to come up with slogans, catchy. Happier, cheerier United States.
Yeah.
To attract people from all over the world because we're getting our butt kicked by Europe.
Yeah.
You know, all the tourists are going there.
Yeah.
So we're smart. We're creative. We're patriotic.
We can come up with stuff.
We should try to do something.
I know.
Something to help our country because clearly.
Yeah, we need some money in. If we can't get our own money in, if we can't squeeze some out of the rich, we're going to squeeze some out of the Europeans.
See, I think not only should we try to get our friends, our allies to come over, we should try to get our enemies to come here to let them see all about America.
Everybody.
So I would run something in Iran. Come to the United States before we come there.
You know we will.
We're almost there, kids. These troops in Iraq aren't coming home.
I like to also go to, you know, our allies.
Okay.
Because I think that we should be advertising in Italy and say, come visit us, or we'll send the Jersey Shore kids again.
Nice. A little scared straight.
Yeah.
I like that.
I want to be realistic.
You don't
about
want Snicky at the Sistine Chapel.
Snicky.
Snicky. I kept in the Middle East to Israel. Great prices. check out our offer on Groupon.
I would also like to advertise in Israel.
Okay.
I'd like to say, come to visit America. We have so many Jews, you'll feel right at home.
Nice. Nice. We're the three percenters.
The three percenters.
We're the three percenters.
Yes, we are.
So to Mexico?
Yes.
It's only the Republicans that hate you.
Oh.
What?
It's true.
Yeah, well.
Truth hurts. Mexico and Central America, we need landscapers and childcare.
Nice.
Come to America.
Nice. So, speaking of countries that help us with tasks that we can't do.
Yes.
To India.
Right.
Wouldn't you like to meet that dumb American with the frozen window screen?
No, I would not. They're too stupid for me.
Come here.
No, I would not. Come here to Mumbai. I'll kick your ass. Come to America. Well, there are plenty of foreclosed houses to squat in.
Nice. I like that. China, come to America. After all, you already own it.
Oh, right. Come to America. We don't all carry guns.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
That was my last one. So the continent of Africa. I went for a continent. There's always room for one more at Angelina Jolie's house.
Oh, that's so true. Oh, wait. And I'd like to end mine on in England.
Hey, England. Jolly
yes.
old England.
Yes. Come here. Our rulers and politicians are inbred and stupid, too.
Oh! Yes, they are. And there's a bunch of them running for president.
Yes, sir. Oh,
I posted this on Facebook. Can we disqualify Texans from running for national elections?
Could we please?
I mean, they're bad. I mean, you wonder, like, how do you become governor of Texas? I mean, George Bush looks intelligent.
Excuse me.
I know, Bush,
I have
you
a
get
reaction
very allergic to
that.
To Bush.
Wait, there's a line there.
Yeah, well,
no, I have a reaction.
It's probably in you.
There's a line at the door.
Okay. Rich is like too lazy to hit the dump button. He's got tunnel carpal syndrome. He's like, whatever.
He's like, no, you know what? We don't even have enough time anymore. I can't keep
as long as these kids aren't bumping and grinding, we'll let it go through.
So, no, I'm sorry. I have a visceral reaction when somebody says that B word, but go ahead.
Push.
Yes.
That was just a side note. I mean, we got stupid politicians.
Yeah, we do.
I don't want to go all after Texas. We got stupid politicians in Florida, too.
Please.
Shocking.
Did you ever see the gif of Bugs Bunny sitting on the map and just like sawing Florida right off of the map?
Because it looks like a penis.
I know. It was a bris. No.
It was a bris. Bye-bye, Miami. There's no Jews there anyway. We're going to keep Boca. There's plenty of Jews there. That's the part of the schmeckle we keep. Miami, no. Not unless you're going to clean our cabana.
No,
I can say whatever I want as long as I do it in a Jewish accent, because Rich likes when we make fun of the Jews. Obviously, Rich is not very big in Curious Joel.
Curious what?
Yeah, that's where all the Hasidic inbreds are.
Where is that?
It's in, what is that, right by Muncie, right, Rich?
Oh.
Rich?
Monroe,
right by me. Yeah, all the Jews that make me, like, who's like a really cool Jew.
Yeah, you are.
Look bad.
Yeah.
The ones that don't work.
Yeah.
And like mooch off the state and everything and just keep on plowing their wives because, again, they don't have TV.
Right. I know.
They all live in Curious Joel.
Hang on a second. I went up to Spring Glen, New York.
Spring Glen? I don't know Spring Glen here.
Yeah. It's like this little area that had all these little cottages, and they had a lot of casinos. And, you know, you go up, and it was Mount Airy Lodge kind of places.
Mount Airy Lodge?
Not the Poconos, but all those kind of places
in
the Catskills.
Neil took you someplace nice?
No.
Hey, baby, you want to go in a hot tub from the 70s?
No. These places
We got Rich on that. You want to bump and grind in a
You want to take a bath in something shaped like a martini glass?
Rich, hit the music. Hit that music if you wanted you to hit that you failed to hit on the beat you were supposed to hit.
Oh, totally forgot to tell him.
I told him.
Oh, you did.
It's like having Adam back here.
Oh, no.
Never mind, Rich. Go back to the point.
So anyway, no, I drove up there by myself.
There we go.
Hold the phone.
Ooh, the light's dimmed. I think it's just because we didn't pay the bills, but we'll go with it.
Hold on. Where'd those candles come from?
Oh, that was for the nipples.
Hey, you guys, stop dancing like that. I'm feeling jealous.
Rich, grab my butt like you mean it.
Wait, that's not his butt.
Sorry, that was a sock.
Is it laundry day or something? What's going on in there?
Laundry bag broke.
Sounds like
All right, set the scene.
Okay. Well, no, this isn't real. No, you made that up. You didn't bring me up there. I drove up there by myself.
Fine, this was premature musication.
Yes, it was
Cut the music, Rich. We'll have to get to this mood music. You and I will smooch later. Don't you worry, mister.
No, I drove up there because it was this little cottage community.
That's where they put the Jews, on the outskirts.
Yeah, it was the village. No, I went up there, and it was really strange because the place was deserted.
Because it's like Warsaw. They cleaned them out.
No, they're still there. They're still
hiding
there.
In attics and basements.
The only people I saw up there were a couple people living in the cottages with all for sale signs on them. But then around the corner, all of a sudden I went, and there was this one. All these houses looked like they were going to fall down if you blew on them. And there were all these Hasidic kids.
Blew the house down.
I blew the whole house. there were all these Hasidic kids running around in the courtyard of the houses, and there was clothing hanging.
Don't they pay us like the long sideburn?
Yeah, I know.
Don't they make the kids look like sad little lambs?
They do.
They look like sad little lambs. Don't you just want to grab them by the hand and go, knock it off? This is not a good look for you. You're hurting our people. Rosenblatt can't hold it down for everybody. It's been a long time since we had Koufax. We had Anthony Weiner. That didn't work for us. Knock it off, you little Jews. I know black is slimming. Wear something cool. It's 95 degrees. Take off the layers and cut the sideburns. And no, tucking behind your ears does not make it look cooler. They don't even do the comb over. It'd be cool if they, like, tied it to the front. I made it like a point like a unicorn. A unijew would be a bitchin' looking Jew. That would be a good looking Jew. We would be different and everybody would know it.
It's so punk rock to tie your pants up in the top.
You know, make a little hair gel, boom. And you know what? A guy comes after you, you charge like a bull, and you poke him in the eye with your pants. Because we're not good fighters, but now we have self-defense. And we don't have to sue everybody because we poked him in the eye and ran away.
Is that
Think, Jews, I'm helping you. Never again.
Is that why they ran at me like that?
That's why they ran at you. You frightened them. She's coming at us with her dugars.
Somebody yelled something in Yiddish, and I didn't know what it meant. Must have been charged.
It was shiksa.
I know that one. You call me that every damn day.
Their goyim alert went off.
Woo!
All the Jewish women grab their men because they know they're looking. I go, I wonder what treif tastes like. No, you can't dump that.
You don't even know what it means.
Did you just dump treif?
Because he wasn't sure what it meant.
Did you dump treif?
No. He's waving.
It means non-kosher. You stink, Rich. Your name is pornographic. Your name is Dick Ball. And you're dumping treif. How dare you, sir? Do we have to get the boss man back here who just doesn't listen to this show?
Yeah, that's probably the way to go.
Why would you dump treif?
Because he wasn't sure what it meant. And he thought you were trying to sneak in a nasty, nasty.
No.
This
is why the Jews fear you.
He thought all of Muncie was going to be marching on WTBQ.
We're not marching unless there's a lawsuit at the end of it. The Jews march for money. The blacks march for PR. The blacks just want to get on TV. The Puerto Ricans march because there's good music and they want to dance on the streets. But the Jews, we are marching for the money.
You know what my husband said about all the patriotic days where everybody has marching and you know they have parades? He said, you know, my people don't have a day. That's because when the Germans march, everyone gets nervous.
That's true. But they're very organized.
And the trains run on time. But they don't. This is the stop time, and this will be the finish time.
It's funny. Yeah, when the Germans march, Jews don't usually stick around.
Yeah, they don't.
You don't really have a big German day in the city.
No, you don't. No. You know, it's like there's only so much potato salad and schnitzel everybody can stuff into their gobs anyway.
Get that schnitzel out of my dugars.
Yeah, I have. Oh, you got your schnitzel in my dugar.
The people on the internet are having a very good time.
Oh, that's awesome. You got your schnitzel in my dugar. Hey, you got your dugar in my schnitzel. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Dump. Dump. I don't know what the schnitzel is, but it sounds very dirty.
Oh, it is. You know, we're doing the dumpty dance.
You know, it's one of, Rich is talking on the phone. Rich, who are you talking to?
No, actually, pay no attention, because now we can say whatever we want. He can't possibly...
F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F
Russell. Hey, I think I knew somebody like that in high school.
Brendan just wrote in, Joe Paterno is so old, he's not fired, he's cremated. Very well played,
nice.
Sir.
Nice.
Very well. A little bit behind the show.
Yeah. You know what?
Keep up, dummy.
There must be a super delay on Facebook.
There's like a 50-minute delay for this show.
Well, that's because we've been dumped so many times we're an hour behind.
I can't believe Rich dumped out of that.
Oh, we'll have to just jump
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but you know what?
Studio.
Yeah, the Jews are very good at assimilating. We usually do.
Yeah.
Jews usually assimilate. We don't do very good when we have our own little communities.
How do you mean?
Because we start inbreeding. No, we do. Those people up there, they're all inbred.
There are
they're
people.
Like the Pineys in Jersey.
Oh, you just touched on one of my scared things.
You just touched it.
You just touched it. No. I
get
have
off
an,
my dugars.
I have an irrational fear of Pineys.
Why do you have an irrational... Explain to everybody what Pineys are.
Okay, well, you know, the Pine Barrens in the southern New Jersey, and there are people who... I don't really know what the story is with these people, but...
Inbred.
I'm thinking inbred, undereducated, under...
Radio show host.
Radio show host. Yes, that's where most of us come from. And lack of dental care. Let me just throw that out there. And I just have this irrational fear that, especially with these childbearing hips I've got, mm-hmm. that if I had ever, like, you know, had to pull over on the side of the Garden State Parkway because of a breakdown, they'd just tear me out into the woods and try to have Duger me.
They try to Duger you?
Yes, with these childbearing hips, I think that I'm just like sweet, sweet candy.
Then you become a Pineys.
Yeah, I know. They'd have to knock out a couple
could
of
be
teeth first.
You know what? You could be a Hasidic Jew. You like wearing black.
I do.
How do you feel about Walmart on a Sunday morning or late Saturday night after Shabbos?
Heaven.
You should you should become a Hasidic.
I should, because
how do you feel about wearing layers in 95 degree heat and not using deodorant?
How do you think I go to the pool?
Dude, you're a little zoftic. But
yes.
but you know what? They would like that. They like a zoftic.
They do? They like a childbearing hips?
Jews are not well-shaped people.
How's that?
That's why they wear all the layers. Like, you don't really see, like, I'll just talk about the men. You really don't see, like, a shredded, orthodox, Hasidic Jew. You don't see, like, I've been benching Torahs.
How would you know? There's so many layers of scarves and jackets and hats and payas.
They're like veal. They're the veal of our people. They're soft. They're pasty. I'm sure they're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
They're milk fed.
Wait a minute. Is that kosher?
After 3 or 6 hours, depending on your religion.
All right.
Have to wait 3 to 6 hours.
Like when you have lunch and how long you have to get into a pool? Oh, that's a half an hour. Sorry.
Don't go eating the milk. You'll get a cramp.
Don't go swimming with the veal. I don't think that's kosher.
I like veal. My mother won't eat veal.
I won't either.
Because of the thing?
Because the baby.
Yeah, but you know what? You're going to grow up and be tasty. You're going to be young and tasty. I'm like Jerry Sandusky. It doesn't really matter to me.
I just like them to have a long, healthy life before they're on my bun.
Really? You like a long, healthy life of being put in a pen before they get killed?
I don't want to know. PETA, please don't write to me. I don't want to know.
PETA, feel free to write if you're going to have one of your naked models come here.
Oh, hell yeah.
PETA, they're a bunch of...
Oh, please. Yeah. That's going to be a whole other show.
Go free some whales, PETA.
You know, it's like, could you be more ineffective and really turn off people who are actually for animals' rights?
I just realized I am the PETA of radio show hosts. I am ineffective and I turn off people all the time.
That's lovely.
Just call me PETA. PETA.
Stop throwing paint all over the place, would you? It's really annoying. What are you seeing on Facebook?
Oh, my God. Brendan!
What?
He's got more Paterno jokes. We've moved on.
Oh, please. Write them down.
No.
I know.
I expect more from you, mister. We got to get out of here in a couple seconds.
Is he booking for it to be the show's writer?
Somebody should write this crap.
Yeah, I know, because we can't be
Rich,
left alone.
Look at the
to
pages of stuff we didn't even get to.
I know.
We come in with show prep and we deliver none of it.
Yeah, that's because we keep yapping about all kinds of
stuff. Rich, aren't we the best show
stuff
on Thursday nights from 6 to 8?
Yeah, yeah, in that category, we win, hands down.
He loves it. Rich
hands
loves it.
Down under the
You know why
board.
Rich likes us?
Why?
Because we're fun.
Yeah.
We care. We're not weekend radio.
Yeah, no, not at all.
We're like, wake up. Like, you can hate us. If you hate us, I really don't care.
No.
But, I mean, if you're looking for talk radio that's interesting within an 8-mile radius of this station.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, we're beating the pants off the competition that way.
Or if you're pinned to your computer. Oh, Brendan's upset. Walk it off, stupid. Joe Paterno fired from Penn State. He was told to hit the showers. Sandusky was there waiting for him.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, Brendan.
Not nice, but nice.
We got to get out of here. Where will your husband be?
You know what? I have no idea. He's not got anything booked.
Well, after the big marathon gig.
I know. They're exhausted.
Seeing all those people running around, go, wow, thank God we don't do that.
It's tired me out.
All right. Well, we would like to thank Chester Diner. You played their commercial tonight, right?
I heard it.
Good man, Rich. Rich is a good man.
Yes.
Chester Diner, they are one of our sponsors. We love Chester Diner. They're having their fifth anniversary this year. So they're doing they have great food. I eat there all the time. My daughter, I think I've said this before, loves like the chicken noodle soup and everything and the matzo ball soup. Yeah, you know, you go to the Greeks and the Mexicans for the matzo balls.
Yeah.
That's what we do. You know, the Greeks own it, the Mexicans in the back.
But
they got really good matzo ball soup. What they're doing this month is they are doing free shrimp cocktail with every entree you order, and they're also like giving out great prizes, and they are raffling off like a big screen TV.
Flat
screen.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That's very cool.
Yeah. Also, this weekend, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy Friday night in Oak Ridge, New Jersey at Casa Bianca, starring Dave Andrews of Carnival Cruise Lines. For tickets, call 973-697-9704. On Saturday night, I will be at O'Sable Forks Fire Department in O'Sable Forks, New York.
Why are you laughing all the way through it?
Because my career stinks.
Now you might have a good time with the firemen.
No, I love going to the fire departments. I do. You know, they're great, and it's always for a great cause, but it's just really far.
Listen,
but
maybe they'll let you slide down the pole.
I thought we covered that already.
Yeah, we did. Sorry, that's what my mom
I didn't
thought.
Learn that in sex ed.
Oh, God. Climb the rope, no.
For tickets, call 518- 647-5582. Tomorrow, is Veterans Day.
Yeah.
So from everybody here at the Den, and I think I speak at WTBQ, and there's only you, me, and Rich at this point.
Yeah.
We honestly want to and sincerely thank you, veterans, for your service. If you know a veteran, give them a hug. Say thank you. They do a great job, because without them, we can't annoy you for 2 hours.
That's right.
Also, a little bit of a sad news. The Den, everybody here at the Den, would like to – hold on, Rich. We'll get to the music. Not for this. Not for the music. Not for this.
I have a newscast.
I don't give a crap about your newscast. Hold on. We want to extend our condolences to Joe Curry and his wife, Joanne. Joanne's father passed away last night, and we want you guys to know that you are both in our thoughts.
Yes.
So we are sorry about that. Up next, Psychic Cindy. We got to get out of here. Rich has to play the music for the stupid news. If you love us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way. Really?
Your community radio station since 1969.